How comfortable are you in your life? How comfortable are you? You know, oftentimes in the world, they're really selling comfort. Everything we're buying is comfort. And it's even in retirement, they're selling comfort. But I don't think our lives are made for comfort. You know, I was talking to a mother the other night, and she was saying how she was trying to get her son to get more involved in high school. They just got to high school. And he didn't want to do much. And so she signed him up for cross country. And he hated it. He hated the thought of running and just running. But you know, by the end of the season, he was surprised. He enjoyed it. He was kind of surprised in himself that he could do more than he thought he could. Parents love their children not by purely protecting them from the world, to keep them in comfort, keep them in a bubble, but by preparing them to get out of themselves. Sometimes when we grow up, we forget that. We stay in our own bubble. We seek comfort at all costs. And really, we're just grasping to that. That we lose the fight against adversity. In today's gospel, Jesus has really struck a chord with not only the Jews, but now even the Greeks. Many people are coming to him, now believing that he could be the Messiah. And he says, "My glory has come." But then there's a real kicker. He says that unless a grain of wheat falls and dies, it's just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it bears great fruit. You know, there's an old saying, or there's a saying for the Marines. It says that everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. In some ways, that no one wants to go through the struggle, go through the pain, the adversity. And same thing with us. You know, a grain of wheat, a seed is very hard. It can last a very long time, but it's only a small little thing. But if you plant the seed into fertile soil and it breaks open, a great tree can bloom from it. Great fruit can come through it. What is the seed in your life? Well, it's your faith. Ultimately, it's your faith. There's seeds planted within your life. But do you just keep it? Do you keep your life in a bubble? Are you challenged? The Lord is calling us to much more, to break it open, to be not afraid to keep it, to break it open. You know, the very act of love. So you know your love for your children. Yes, you're trying to break open that seed to see what can flourish in their life. But also even in marriage. Marriage is tough. But it is. It's a breaking open of yourself to the other. A fully giving of yourself to the other. And you're realizing how much more you can be. God is calling each one of us to something more. What are the struggles of your life? What are the sacrifices of your life? Are you afraid? Is there something you can do more today to continue growing? That's why this season of Lent, in some ways, it's uncomfortable. You know, fasting, extra prayer, almsgiving. It's to break open that seed of us in our faith, to bring something else out. to conform our lives to God. But in the first reading today of Jeremiah, God talks about a new covenant that he will make with all of us. You know, the covenant of Moses is the one that the Jews were looking at, where the Ten Commandments are written on stone tablets. But Jesus, in Jeremiah, says that this new covenant would not be written on tablets, but written on your hearts. This new covenant, the law will be written on your hearts. Now, what is this new covenant that God is calling us to? It's here in the Mass. Now, in a few moments, these are the words you will hear when the priest he consecrates the bread and the wine into the body and blood. Take this chalice, the blood, the new and everlasting covenant. The new and everlasting covenant, that is right here. But not only that, now, when you come to receive communion, the priest says the body of Christ, and you say amen, and then you consume it. It goes in. Now the law isn't written outside of you. It's really written within your own heart. This new covenant God calls us to is right here in the Mass. But not only that, it starts first with the breaking of the seed of your faith, the sacrifices of your life, and conforming it to Christ. Because before all of that happens, what do? We have the preparation of the gifts. Where it is, you bring your gifts, your sacrifices to the altar. That's the spiritual sacrifices you bring. You bring to the altar to sacrifice in this new covenant, and then to write it on your hearts. That's why the priest says, when everyone else stands, may my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Father Almighty. So it all is all linked here within this new covenant written in our hearts. And it's alive today, here in the Mass, in every Mass you come to. But it does. It takes us breaking open that seed and seeing what fruit will bear from it, from the graces of God. So as you come today before the Eucharist today, where Christ is truly present before you in this new covenant, let us have the strength and the courage to break in open the seeds of our faith, to let the words of God and the Eucharist and the sacraments nurture it, and so it may bear great fruit in your life. Amen.